You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and A.K. Salim leads us off this week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sahib Shahab. Badat Dudat was the name of the tune. I think it was a musical phrase that they were trying to reproduce in print from November 1957. And that was a package on the Savoy label, Jazz We Heard Last Summer. In addition to Sahib Shahab on baritone, Phil Woods on alto, Benny Golson tenor, Bill Evans piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Art Taylor on the drums. Sahib Shahab to round out our first set. Let's go to the top. We'll work our way through them. We started with A.K. Salim and Joybox on the Savoy label, a package called Blue Suite from October 1958. The players there, Nat Adderley on cornet, Joe Wilder, Paul Cohen on trumpets, Buster Cooper on trombone, Phil Woods alto, Sultan Paul tenor, Sahib Shahab baritone, Oscar Denard on piano, George DeVivier on bass, and G.T. Hogan on the drums, A.K. Salim. Then we listened to Terry Pollard out of Detroit. Package called Jam, 1955, Terry Pollard on the Bethlehem label, and Scrapple from the Apple. Terry Pollard on piano, Herman Wright bass, Frank DeVito on the drums. After Terry Pollard, we listened to Charlie Rouse. From July 1961, Quarter Moon was the name of it. On the Epic label, a package called We Paid Our Dues, Charlie Rouse tenor, Guido Mahones on piano, Reggie Workman bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. Then we picked up a couple of sides by Al Haig. First, Taboo from March of 1954 was on the Prestige label called Al Haig Trio, Al Haig piano, Bill Crow bass, Lee Abrams on the drums. Also, from a different session, same package, Al Haig Trio. This is a piece from September 1952, Taking a Chance on Love. Harry Babison on bass, Larry Bunker on the drums. And that brought us around to Sahib Shahab. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program's a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline here runs from around 44 through 1964. And we're going to let Jackie McLean lead off our second set. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blue Mitchell on the Riverside label from August of 1960. When I Fall in Love comes off a package called Blues Mood. Blue Mitchell trumpet, Win Kelly piano, Sam Jones bass, and Roy Brooks on the drums. It rounds out our set. Let's go to the top. We started with a pair by Jackie McLean. First, from December 1957, we had Tune Up, package on the Jubilee label called Fat Jazz. Jackie McLean on alto, Webster Young on trumpet, Ray Draper on tuba, Gil Coggins piano, George Tucker bass, and Larry Ritchie on the drums. Tune Up from Jackie McLean. Then a couple years later, Jackie McLean, a Blue Note package, Jackie's Bag, and Fidel. Jackie McLean alto, Donald Byrd trumpet, Sonny Clark piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Then a pair recorded by Kenny Clark. I think this first one was done in Paris, May 1948, out of nowhere. A lot of familiar American names. Kenny Clark, of course, on the drums. Howard McGee on trumpet. Jimmy Heath alto. Jesse Powell tenor. John Lewis piano. John Collins guitar. Percy Heath on the bass. And Kenny Clark on the drums. Looks like the beginning of the original MJQ. Then, one done in New York City, I believe, from January 1948. It's on the Savoy label, Conglomeration. Under Kenny's name, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Julius Watkins flugelhorn, Billy Mitchell tenor, Milt Jackson on the vibes, Curly Russell bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums, and that led us around to Blue Mitchell. You've been listening to Jazz Oasis. I'm your host, Steve. We're here each week at this same time, and the program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. Our timeline runs from 1944 through 1964. To take us on out this week, let's call on real early Errol Garner. This goes back to December of 1944. We'll see you next time around.